Instead of harvesting their forests for timber, the Chugach Alaska Corporation is selling an innovative new forest product, the carbon stored in the trees. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Jennifer Pemberton has the story of Alaska's entrance into the California carbon credit market.
Well, anybody who's been out in Prince William Sound can tell you it's an area of tremendous beauty.
Josie Hickel is a senior vice president of Chugach Alaska Corporation, an Alaska Native corporation.
Glaciers, forested acres, you know, wilderness areas. The area is full of wildlife and bird life, and the fishing obviously is fantastic.
Among Chugach Alaska's 900,000 acres are hundreds of thousands of acres of forest, some of it old growth and a lot of it hard to get to. Instead of selling their trees directly, they're selling the carbon stored inside those trees. There's a market for this in California, and it recently opened up to Alaskan landowners. Brian Schillinglaw is with New Forests, the group in California that will help Chugach manage its carbon assets. He explains how California's carbon trade works.
The major emitters of greenhouse gases have to have a permit or an offset for every ton of pollution they emit in the state of California. And so that's mostly oil and gas and electric power.
Maybe you've heard California's system called cap and trade. There's a cap or a limit on how much pollution companies can emit, and then there's a trade for anything above and beyond that cap. Think of any excess pollution as a carbon sin. Companies in California can pay to have their sins absolved. That absolution comes in the form of sustainably managed forests in other parts of the country.
This is the first time there's really been a real market for growing older growth forests. The system will pay you to not liquidate your forest, not cut down all your forest, and to grow inventory.
The California cap and trade market is the largest carbon market in North America, but currently there isn't enough supply of carbon offsets to meet the demand of California's polluters. Alaska's entrance to the market could help change that. Josie Hickel says that other Alaska Native corporations are considering similar deals.
There are other Alaska Native corporations that we're aware of that are looking into and pursuing carbon projects at this time. But this is the first one that I'm aware of that has where the deal has been finalized at this point.
Chugach is waiting for spring for a complete forest inventory to take place. But Hickel says they estimate that they have several million carbon credits in their forest land. Basically, that means that Chugach owns tens of millions of dollars worth of carbon credits that can be sold anytime a California polluter goes over their cap. For Josie Hickel, the deal means more than just a new revenue source.
We need to be able to have financial benefits for our shareholders, as well as making sure that we have the funding for many generations to come in terms of upholding our heritage and our culture and our language, and this is a great way to be able to do that.
This is uncharted territory for Alaskan landowners, but the economic benefits to the corporation, as well as to subsistence and commercial fisheries, make California's carbon market an attractive new frontier. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Jennifer Pemberton in Juneau.